Hello and welcome to On Design. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated design show. Each week, we zoom in on an aspect of design that we think deserves a bit more attention. From overlooked visionaries to architectural triumphs and everything in between. This week, we take a closer look at a historic boat that shows efficiency and economy aren't the be-all and end-all when it comes to maritime transport. Monocle's Daphne Karnitsis tells us about Kaikia, the colourful Greek fishing boats fighting back against obsolescence.
The image of a fisherman casting a net from a small wooden boat bobbing in the Aegean Sea is as much part of Greece's heritage as Plato, the Parthenon, and Pastelli. These typically short-mast, colourful fishing boats, known as Kaikia, resemble the boats children draw with crayons, accompanied either by sails or paddles. According to an old nautical tradition from Greek fishing towns and islands, people could tell how many daughters in a family were unmarried by the number of cypress trees in the garden. When a girl was born, her father planted a tree in the garden. After marrying her off, the tree acted as the dowry of the woman, and her husband cut it from the garden to build the mast of his boat. Kaikia are the scions of a boat-building tradition that dates back to the Bronze Age. For the ancient Greeks, these wooden vessels were often vital for survival. Most Aegean islands were so barren that their inhabitants could only survive by fishing. Then, in the 18th and early 19th century, the Greek merchant fleet blossomed even more when the English and French almost destroyed each other's navy in the Mediterranean during the Napoleonic Wars, giving Greece the opportunity to claim a dominant position in the ports of the eastern Mediterranean like Syracuse and Ephesus. Today, Greece still has one of the largest fleets in Europe for coastal fishing, but the number of wooden kaikia is dwindling as they're replaced with cheaper, less sustainable, and altogether unattractive plastic alternatives. It's in part due to a policy imposed by the EU in the 90s that offers wooden boat owners monetary incentives for scrapping their vessels to modernise fishing fleets, plus curb overfishing in the Med. Around 12,500 of the country's 17,500 wooden boats have been destroyed so far. As for the swindlers who try to piece their boats back together, the authorities have introduced mandatory bulldozing to make sure they're permanently unsalvageable. The Traditional Boat Association of Greece is one organisation that's fighting back and campaigning to get more back out to sea. Creatives have also realised the importance of preserving these boats as works of art in themselves, emblems of an ancient craft. Young artist Christiana Economou relocated from Athens to the Greek island of Skinousa, where she polishes the abandoned boats, repaints, and puts them on display near the island's port to remind people of their maritime history. Although the fishing boats, often brightly painted in blue, red, or green, bring to mind a simpler way of life, there's a rather more complex craft behind their enduring design. The boats are small in size, yet surprisingly sturdy, and that's down to the selection of wood. This choice determines everything, from how the boat carries colours, to its resilience to seawater, not to mention how it handles pesky insects and fungus caused by the perpetual damp. It's common to use different sorts of wood for different parts of the boat. Pine from the island of Samos is the most sought after, but mulberry, oak, teak, walnut, and cypress are used too, depending on the specific needs of the boat and the construction budget. For example, pine is expensive and resilient, but harder to carve and shape. Some woods are imported, including Swedish pine, pitch pine, and the hardwood iroko from Nigeria. The vessel's construction has two basic stages: building the skeleton and then inserting the cladding. The first stage requires the greatest skill from the shipbuilder, starting with the core, the keel, before attaching the ribs. Symmetry and the distribution of weight is critical to ensure the correct center of gravity. Most kaikia are painted white to repel the powerful sun, with the sides and top then painted in bright primary colors. Sometimes the entire boat is a single color, other times the deck and hull are contrasting. The name of the boat is painted or carved on the side or on the planking below the bow and usually given female names, those of the captain's daughter or wife. It's hard to imagine Greece without its signature fishing boats. So whether they're repurposed for use as tourist transport or simply decorative monuments, it's worth preserving these wooden wonders and the weighty design heritage they carry.
A very special thanks to Daphne Karnitsis there for that report on Greece's Kaikia. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time or download the podcast anytime you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the design pages of Monocle magazine. Thanks for listening and goodbye.